me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Life Eternal Ministries, and this is Word of Eternal Life. Thank you for listening, and the messages this today is about the ministries of Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, reading from the verse 14. It says here, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever had left, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. It says, he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus came to take our infirmities and carry our diseases. If I say, ask someone, say, why Jesus came? Well, he came to deliver us from the bondage of Satan. He came to rescue us, from save us from sins. And he came to save us from going to eternal damnation and give us eternal life. And he also taken our infirmities. Some people do not believe that Jesus came to take infirmities of our pain and difficulties and problems of our physical sickness, which is called infirmities. And I also heard one time a message saying that he only came to do all the spiritual part of our life, nothing to do with our physical. But here it says, Isaiah prophesied 735 years before the birth of Jesus, that the Savior who is to come, he will take our infirmities and carry our diseases. I think that great man of God, who I respect a lot, he forgot or he did not see this scripture. I'm quite surprised. When Jesus came to Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law was lying in bed with a fever. My friends, we need Jesus come into our house so that we have problems can be resolved. Our sickness can go away if Jesus come into our house. One touch of his hand. Today, Jesus can touch you spirit by his spirit. By his word he sent, and he heals us. Jesus came and he touched her, and the fever left her. She got up and began to wait on him. Praise God. I've seen many children comes with the moms, bring them to the pharmacy, to the hospital. They're always looking to a doctor. Someone can take the pain or main fever away by giving some medicines. Now, there are times that people never ask the Lord for healing. The many times, I'm not saying don't go to the medical facility and help, but you also need to ask the Lord, Jesus. He can give one touch of his hand, and he can completely heal us. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. Why is so many demon-possessed people? This was at the time Jesus was in the earth, ministering to his own people and also all kind of people in Galilee. It's a fishing village, the time of Romans ruling Palestine. There is all kind of people. There were Greeks, there's Gentiles, or there were Jews, every type of people, merchants, businessmen, fishermen. There is all kind of people. And there are many comes demon possessed. Why? How come there is so many demon possessed people? There could be demon possessed people today as well. How many have it? We don't know. But there is one solution for any demon possessed person. They all need Jesus. How does the demon get into us, to a person? If you live an unholy life, if we don't worship God, the truth and life, which is Christ and God the Father, you have an opportunity to get to know the Satan. Satan and his spirits roam in the atmosphere looking for a body to get into. The spirits, demonic spirits, do not have a body, though they can act. The only way they can act, they need to get into a person or an animal where they will be able to move through that person or the animal. This is very important that we worship the living God, that otherwise we have demonic spirits all around us. Now, will they attack you or me? No, if you are in Christ. If you are in the living God who created all these things, you have protection by the power of God, and his angels is watching over you. Amen. Now, many possessed spirits with the word, he healed all the sick. Sometimes a sickness is due to demonic attack. Sometimes it's from a bacteria, virus. You know, there is a more emotional and spiritual problems is because of the demonic spirit. When we surrender to God and Jesus Christ, the Lord God has the power to heal you and to protect you from any demonic spirits. Praise the Lord. Now, where this demonic spirits came from? Because they were one time the angels of God. When Satan called Lucifer, when he rebelled against God and his position, his chariot, his power, God threw him out of heaven. And there was a group of angelic beings who joined the rebellion. And they are called demons. They lost their angelic beauty and their position and power and prestige. They were thrown down. And the angels, they became demons. Now they are looking for to operation into entering into a body. Always looking for human body. Praise God. Now Jesus said that there is a cost for anyone who follow Jesus. There's a cost. It costs you. Well, it doesn't cost you money, but it'll cost your person of you. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross the other side of the lake. When teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." See, so sometimes a lot of people want to follow Jesus, but they have a lot of obstructions. They don't do what they're supposed to do. In this chapter, Matthew 8, verse 20, Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." What does this mean? Is that foxes have holes. So the animals living in the earth, they have holes. This is foxes. But the birds have nests on the trees, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head, which is saying no one is giving a space for Christ, Jesus, in their life, in their heart. So Jesus said, another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." This is like when Jesus wanted them to follow, he wants them to give priority to Jesus Christ. And the priority is always to the most important thing in your life. If you think following Jesus is most important, then you don't consider anything else as important. You have to deny everything else and follow Jesus. You have to deny yourself. Jesus said that if you want to follow me, you deny yourself, which means you have to deny all your selfish motivations, your desires. What you wanted to do is to be denied. You say, "God, I want to follow you. I want to do your will, not my will." So Jesus said, it cost to follow me. You may have to give up so many things in order to follow me. Amen. Praise God. Jesus replied that another disciple came and he said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." See, it seems like so cruel that Jesus was not allowing him to go and bury his father and mother. Praise God. But he told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." He's talking about the spiritually dead people. If you are spiritually dead, you cannot follow Jesus Christ. If you live in the land of the dead, rather than living in the land of the living, you can't follow Jesus. Let you have the life of Christ in you. Let you give priority of your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord wanted you to be healed, although you wanted to follow Jesus. In any case, you will have to deny things which you love most. Sometimes you love something more than Jesus Christ. Sometimes you love love something more than God, your property, your job, your finances, your game. You know, your beautiful things you have purchased. If you spend more time with those things, you don't spend any time with Christ and His glorious presence. You don't really love Him. God said, love God with your full heart, full strength, and full spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Praise the Lord. When you love God, you have to love Him with your full heart. God doesn't want your half heart or 75% heart, but He wants your whole heart. He wanted to take a seat in your heart spiritually, and He wanted to bless you, and you need to do His will. He is God. Then Jesus went on a boat. We read further, verse 23, chapter 8, Matthew. He got into the boat and His disciples followed Him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake. Now, then He got into the boat and His disciples followed Him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, and that so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke Him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going to drown." You see, Christ was in the boat, and the disciples were also in the boat, and they were rowing the boat to go to the other side of Galilee Sea, ocean. I mean, this is a sea of Galilee, and there is no warning. Usually you will see a tempest or a wind is coming, some kind of signs, some waves, some winds started beginning, but none of those. The furious storm just came up, just like that, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. Jesus would have known this thing happening. The disciples went and woke Him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going to perish, going drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then He got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Look, Jesus says, "Where's your faith?" If they have faith, they could have said the storm to be calm. They should have the faith in Jesus Christ that He is with them and nothing will happen to them as long as He is with them. Now the fear is greater than the faith. When the fear is greater than the faith, you will be in fear. You will worry much. You think you are in big danger. The fear causes more death than the actual event. Times and times people die because of fear of life. They got up, then He got up and rebuked the wind. Praise God. So you know, and Jesus is in your boat, in your journey in this world, every day you are journeying or traveling for life. Your life is a sort of time God has given to you. From birth to death, it's a time, it's a journey. You're traveling towards your end. You're not traveling backward to your beginning. You're actually traveling forward to your end. Amen. Many times people don't realize they are traveling forward to an end, that your life in the earth will come to an end. Some don't worry about it. Some don't even think about it. They just put their hands in their pocket of their pants and they just walk. They think, no, they don't know anything. They don't want to know what's going to happen in the future. None of those things. But the thing is, you have to know you are walking with Jesus Christ. When you're traveling, make sure you have Jesus in your plane, Jesus in your boat, Jesus in your car. Praise God. You have to make sure your journey is with Jesus. Are you traveling today with Jesus? Or you are rebellious and you are too smart? Sometimes you are smart. Sometimes people, extraordinary, brilliant people, some good players of basketball, some good players of football, some great military people, just great commanders. Well, there are great scientists, doctors, engineers, pharmacists, nurses, all sort of life. There's all kind of people who are smarter, intelligent. The world has grown in every area, science, computer science, medical science, business, accounting, financing, man, in every industry, manufacturing, you know, automotives. Today we have electric cars. One time we were suspicious. One time a few years back we said, hey, how can it happen? Well, it happened. It's right in front of our eyes. This is all by the hard work and intelligence, smartness of our people. Now, does that mean your Jesus is in your journey with you? You have to stop one moment of your life, stop and turn back and look and think. Take a moment, sit down, relax, sit down, stop a moment, ask yourself, where am I going? What is my end? Where will I end this way? Well, I will work this many years. I may get an early retirement. I will have enough money in the bank, and I will have enough stock or investments, you know, in whatever reasons that everything we have, I'm preparing for a healthy retirement life, and I'm working towards that, and all of a sudden, something happens. Physical illness, it could be a pain, arthritis, it could be cancer, it could be a problem other than that, it could be a bowel symptom in the stomach or intestine, there could be a burst of an artery, it could be a stroke, heart attack. Anything can happen in this fast journey. Praise God. Now we think we are smart. We know we have things preparing for ourselves, our future, our family life, and later. Praise God. But let's think, what will happen if we travel this way? No, sometimes I don't want to think about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not interested in it. I'm just going forward. Like everyone need to stop and think. Do you have the creator of the universe in your boat? Are you traveling with Jesus Christ? Sometimes someone may ask, well, what about somebody else? Why would it has to be Jesus Christ? What about Buddha? Why don't I have Muhammad? What about all the other, Krishna or Rama or anyone? Who else is there? Why it has to be Jesus? Well, let me say this to you. You want to prove that in your life, in your spirit, in your soul, that this is a living God, the only person who will give you an experience of a living God is you only know his name is Jesus Christ. Now, yeah, you follow Jesus Christ, that's why you're saying it. Well, yes, we are, that's correct. But we follow for a reason. We feel him, his presence, the love of the Father. He's with us. He's with me. And I can feel his presence in me. And I have confirmation from him that in my spirit, I can feel that he is alive. And he is able to give me eternal life. And those who wanted to take a moment and pray this prayer and confess your sins. Take this moment, pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. We accept him. We believe that we are sinners. We went our own way without Jesus all these years, but I want to have Jesus in my boat. I want Jesus to travel with me. I want his presence in my life. Make me your child. Forgive my sins. I confess of all my sins. Make me your child. Cleanse me and purify me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer wholeheartedly, you will feel the presence of Christ in you. You will have Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, come in your heart. And if you want to know more about this, please email to me. My email address, P like Peter, R like Robert, dot chackovsvictor@gmail.com. And my address, if you like to give some donations to this ministry, it's 2960 Southwest MAPP Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. That's Palm City, Florida 34990. Or you can also write to me at 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, TRRACE, Parkland, Florida 33076. And my name is Pastor Chaco Varghese. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot chackov at gmail.com.
Wonderful words of love.
I still remember when I heard you call me by name. I'd follow you anywhere, knew I could trust you with anything. And now sorrow beats down on me, waiting for you to come through. I'm all alone with my questions, I'm dry and cracked open, and I thirst for you. And as I fall apart, come flood this desert heart. Seems so out of control. Nail-scarred hands tell the story of love that will never let go of me. Through the sunshine or rain, I know where my hope is found. What you started in me, I know you will complete from the inside out. And as I